coach put me in, and I'm on, now I'm beasted. Hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them out. Put your hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them out. Put your hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them out. Oh yeah, yo, you can catch me on the front line, looking like a sergeant. BX, all the way to Jersey, we'll be marching. SB, Cool D, Mello, bring the squad in. Call me Ray Moses with the flow that I be parting. Pardon me while I shoot for the art when a nigga draws. I'm Ray Charles, eyes sharp when a nigga saw. Come on, dawg, you can see a nigga pull through the light. Fuck the world, my emotions too raw. My name rings bells, I'm kicking down your door. Think you super fly, I put you in disguise like a luchador. So international, my thoughts are on tour. Shorty loves the swag, gotta slurp it through the super straw. This shit was hot about a week ago. I'm AC mixed with Zach, you still screeching though. You can hate, you still peeping though. I be riding through my old hood, by my
now it's time to get it in. So yeah, I'ma do me. Heard they wanted me to win, so yeah, I'ma do me. Heard you thought that I was slacking, well it's time to do me. Shorty wants that satisfaction, well it's time to do me. Put your hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them high. Put your hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them high. Put your hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them high. Put your hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them high.
Yeah. Fly nigga catch me with a shorty. I'm from the Bronx with my nigga still pop a 40. Puerto Rican call me Barty. Shorty called the dick fat is too gaudy. Yeah. This game I'm about to kick. Got me feeling like some salt that your bitch about to lick. Like some alcohol I'm about to lick in this bitch. Then I'm out to the store to cop me a soda and the chick gon' stay grounded. I bet the red lights make you stop. It's my time. Boy, I've been ticking like a watch. I'ma push the pin. At the end it's all about respect. I'm ahead of mine, how I'm standing on top of next. Wow. Build bars if you rewind it. Said I'm ahead of mine, I guess I have to remind it. My bad, you had a decline. You wasn't all that, it's time to fall back.
Now it's time to get it in, so yeah, I'ma do me. Heard they wanted me to win, so yeah, I'ma do me. Heard you thought that I was slacking, well, it's time to do me. Shorty wants that satisfaction, well, it's time to do me. Put your hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them high. Put your hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them high. Put your hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them high. Put your hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them high.
Who else? This shit is popping. All you other rappers know your shit is flapping. Hollybugs, this shit is knocking. They sending shots, I'ma tumble with the blocking. I'm not the type to talk about, I pump lead all this money. I'm trying to dump them up like bump beds. I'm tired of living life broke, fuck that. This money I must stash like it's under the nose. Hold up, Ray getting funky on them. Let's rock, I'll Bundy on them, funny on them. I go bananas, I'm a monkey on them. I'm addicted to rap, guess what, I'm a junkie on them. I'm causing riots when the rally starts. End one when I cross lines like tally marks. Ray Pearson, I ain't with the slacking. You can call this satisfaction.
Now it's time to get it in, so yeah, I'ma do me. Heard they wanted me to win, so yeah, I'ma do me. Heard you thought that I was slacking, well it's time to do me. Shorty wants that satisfaction, well it's time to do me. Put your hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them high. Put your hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them high. Put your hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them high. Put your hands in the air, I wanna see you keep them high.
Ray Pearson. Ray Pearson. Welcome. 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 Who else? Who else? I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Right. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Get him now, Boogie. Get him now, Boogie. Get him now, Boogie.
Goddamn, Boogie. Where'd you find this?
Talking brewskis, Marissa Smith is who you see. Water cooler combo in here, crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis, Marissa. RZA Smith is who you see. Water cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived.
Hey guys, happy Friday! This is Big Talkin' Brewskis, yeah. And I'm Marissa Smith. I've got Rodna Daniels with
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
I've got Gordon McNiff with me.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
And we have Noriko Ott with us.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So, Gordon, how was your week?
It was, it was pretty dry. You know, just your standard week, I guess. Got to do a few comedy shows. Working for the most part. It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. How about you?
Oh, I had a good week. You know, it was busy. I did some shows. The old day job. We went on a date.
Ooh,
nice. Yeah. So I went on a first date.
Coffee meet and greet.
Yeah.
Was it coffee or was it dinner?
It was coffee. Talking? It was a coffee date, and it was like Saturday, and then like after he was just like, oh, like we should like meet up for dinner at some time. So I don't know when that's happening, but.
Did you ghost him? Did you hit him up? Or?
No. We've been messaging. Oh, but
nice. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
No, he seems. He seems like a fine gentleman.
Well, take it easy. Slow down.
I need to slow my roll. I know.
I just like the idea of he's fine.
He's all right.
Whatever.
He's all right. Noriko, how was your week?
Oh, it was good. I went back to Portland and did some shows. There was the local newspaper there, the Portland Mercury, put on a big, like, multi-person, like, comedy show, and it was, like, at a big, like, 800-seat theater. It was really nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is slightly larger than the open mics I've been doing here and in Brooklyn. So that felt pretty awesome, so it was good.
Yeah, you mean like 12 angry comics looking at their phones?
Waiting for their time.
Exactly.
Are you originally from Portland?
No. I was born in Oregon, but then I lived in Arizona most of my life. And then I just, when I started comedy in like 2010-ish, I moved back to Portland and kind of started there mostly.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the biggest difference between comedy in Portland and comedy in New York other than the 800 seat theater?
I was like, people like comedy there.
I was just down in Georgia, and it was the most different. It was, oh, my God. Everybody was so, so pumped to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in Seattle, and it's the same thing. So every time I get outside of New York, it's like the best show I've ever done. And I'm like, this is my reality.
Yeah, no, so what is the big... on the northeast to... Or north... Northwest. I was like, for what coast I'm on. But in Portland, too, it's very, like... It was a good place to come up and learn comedy, because then it was, like... people are, like, a lot more, like... it's a more, I guess, PC place or whatever. It's a bad place. Not a bad way to frame it, but, yeah, like... So, you had to really... Well, there was a lot of political culture and stuff, so it was a lot of... you had to kind of watch what you said... And which was a good way to learn, honestly. It was a good way you weren't just... I got to cut out a lot of like steps along the way of just being kind of horrendous or whatever, like a lot of people are when they first start, so if it makes sense.
Because, the dude that I went on the date with, he sent me an article. He texted me an article today, and Mel Brooks kind of was going on a rant about how he feels like political correctness is ruining comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And that, he would never be able to do Blazing Saddles today.
Right.
And, like, most of the work that he's done, he'd never be able to do today because of, like, the politically correct climate.
Right.
Like, do you feel that, like, political correctness is, like, hindering comedy?
Oh, not at all. No. Because, Blazing Saddles is good because it came out when it came out. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be funny now. Like, it just wouldn't be a good movie. Like, if it came out today, you'd be like, oh, this isn't... The jokes would be... like cartoonish and dumb if you want, you know, I mean, if it came out now it wouldn't matter, so
right.
You know what I mean, like it's funny because it came out then and it was important then, it was a good movie then, you know what I mean, like for because it made sense then, you know what I mean,
right?
Whereas I don't think so at all. I think there's nothing wrong with people saying like, hey, if you say a certain thing, like I don't think that's really, like, you know, making people think I had a lot of beers last night too, so my no, but I'm just saying, like, making somebody
hello.
Think about not themselves when they speak is not a, like really a bad thing, and I think you could totally work around it, and you know, so I mean personally, that's, but if you want to push that further than I might feel comfortable, then go for it, like, you know, and that's you have to deal with that, not me.
What about you, Gordon?
I mean, I feel like, I mean, in some. I mean, I agree absolutely. If he did the same, I watched the movie like a year ago, and I mean, I saw it when I was younger, and it's just like it's. You can imagine it being funny back then, and like your grandfather's laughing. Mm-hmm. At it.
I've never seen it before.
It's so slapsticky. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, you can see how it was funny and groundbreaking at the time, but I mean, now we've come so far, and it's really just. I mean. In a sense, I don't think PC being – it's not really restricting humor. I mean, I think in some senses, some crowds can be, you know, switched off and turned off by some offensive things. But, I mean, in the most cases, it's all about you and how you present it. I mean, like, nobody's presenting – trying to be funny off hateful material, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, you'd see some stuff with, like, Dice Man and stuff back in the day that was, like, really kind of – like
misogynistic,
and you know, people kind of were like, "Oh, that's funny," because you know, sometimes I think that, but you know, we're not allowed to talk about it. But definitely, it's totally different now, and it's just a different style, and it's growing, and it's definitely better, I think, in every way.
Yeah, we've got Ralph Anthony with us, you guys.
Is this me?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. What's up? Yeah, I feel like fucking king of the castle up here.
No, I like that spot up there, right?
Right.
It's like you're DJing, right? You got the ones and twos right
ones
there.
Ones and twos, DJ Chicka Chicka.
So we were just, to kind of like loop you in, we were kind of talking about whether or not we think PC culture is affecting comedy.
Oh, my God. It's horrible. Yeah. Yo, and this is the worst part, is that the comics are the ones policing everybody. It's fucking brutal, man. Sit back, relax, chill the fuck out. They're only words.
Right.
Literally, they're only words. That's it. And so everybody else thinks it. We're just the ones who are saying it.
So, like, do you have an example of, like, when you felt like other comics were, like, trying to politically police you?
Yeah, I do a bit about, like, smoking weed publicly, like, I do a whole joke about, yeah, well, I joke around about it, because, like, I'm white, and
I'm sensitive to this
subject. Weed wherever I want.
Like, yeah, but, like, no, bro, I can't do it.
Exactly.
I leave my weed at home, just so I won't get tempted, like, dead serious.
Yeah, I got high walking past a fucking cop driving down Maiden Lane on my way here.
Wow.
Like, packing up my one-hitter. Nothing happened.
Yeah, I got weed in my backpack, guys.
See, that's another reason. Like, I feel like I would have, like, weed in my backpack, and all of a sudden it would be the one day.
I mean, like, you can here, but outside you can do whatever you want.
Yes, because he's white.
I mean, shit, dude. Like, you'll say a joke, and you know it's funny. You have people in the back laughing, but you'll have three comics probably from Bushwick that are just sitting back, arms crossed, looking at you like you're the biggest piece of shit. And it's like, yo, I didn't make the rules. Like, I just found the fucking loophole, man. Like, don't be mad.
I've had people yell at me and stuff, too. Like, you misogynist asshole. And I'm like, no, some lady got
up
to leave.
Gordy.
Not.
She walked out on your set?
She walked out, yeah. And I was like, I forget what I was saying. It was like a couple years ago. And then I go, like, oh, yeah, she's going to meet me in the bathroom. And then, like, but everybody, like, kind of, it was funny, like, in the context. And then some guy came up to me after and was like, hey, you're, like, misogynistic piece of crap. Like, if you ever come into my mic, you're not getting on. And I was like, never come to your mic.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't even think I said it. I was like, was this your girlfriend? And he's like, no, I don't even know her. I'm like, well, what the hell? I don't know. In my mind, I didn't say any. I know what is offensive. And, you know, when you say it, you're like, oh, fuck. Oh.
You can say whatever you want.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but after shows, I usually just get blowjobs, so I don't know what you guys are doing wrong.
Why do you think I bring the weed? Right, well,
that's usually my, like, pre-show ritual. me ready.
Like, guys, I'm just going to lean against this wall and relax for a while.
Right?
The most chill you ever were on stage. I'm going to take a nap.
Yes,
that was right. The first thing that I copied off someone was like that stance. I'm like, oh, that's a pretty cool stance. It's so relaxed up there, you know, the like leaning up on the.
You like put your hand against the wall.
Yeah, yeah. Look all casual, you know.
Very casually uncasual. Yeah.
It's like I am pushing all of my anxiety against this wall right now.
Yeah.
It's like you could like literally say it's like, oh, they're going to push through it. They're pushing through
it. It's really try and stand up through it.
I don't know. I always feel like those are the worst. Like the ones that are pushing up against the wall or like the ones that stand there and they're like this and they're just talking.
Rough.
Into the
I always got to fight
the arms crossed.
Arms
folds.
I just want to like, but I feel like that's when you're battling an audience a little bit or like maybe your joke isn't working quite right. Like it's when you feel your arms want to go across.
Yeah, it's like you're closing yourself off
exactly,
to them.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Do you use the mic stand a lot?
Yeah, I was going to say.
No.
Yeah, because I like I always like I literally walk up there, take the mic stand, and put it over here.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Not using it.
Like a motherfucker.
No,
like,
I throw that thing away.
Yeah, no, I try to move it away. I don't know. I feel like when I'm like, instead of like doing the arms cross, I feel like my legs cross. It's like I'm hiding my genitals.
You
like,
do cross your legs. Like, you're like, no, stay away from this badge.
It's like no snatch for you. Like,
so you get to that one joke and you're like, ooh, snatch for you.
Snatch for everybody.
You get a snatch and you get a snatch.
And you get a snatch. So, Rodney, how was your week?
My week was good. You know, I just worked the 9 to 5. I got a new job. So, like, I started there, you know, making some money. Thank you, thank you.
Congratulations.
And then this morning, speaking of blowjobs, I like met up with this Sri Lankan guy that like I usually, you know, I blow him. It's like usually nice, but like he wanted to try something different. He was like, "Let me fuck your throat," and I was like, "All right, great." So like we get on the bed, he starts fucking my throat, and then all of a sudden he reset one like spot like at the back of my throat, and then I just throw up coffee everywhere. Morning Dunkin' Donuts all over him, all over. My chest was not cute. But he decided to like he decided to still keep going. Like he like I got, you know, cleaned up and he cleaned himself up and I was like,
yeah, that's all right.
He's like, no, I gotta get this nut out. The first time you did coke, Rima. Whoa.
You blew a guy and then
you
threw
blew
up?
A guy and then threw up. I'm just does that like stop you guys? Would you guys like a girl blows up, throws up like you know?
Oh, I'm down with whatever she's down with, but yeah. I wouldn't. Like,
oh, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, keep it going. We're all thinking with the wrong
like,
head.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, but this just isn't romantic anymore. Yeah. Blow out those candles.
We don't deal right.
Turn that Kenny G off.
Yeah. You gotta go.
There is no cab fare.
I would definitely excuse myself.
Ritza, you're out. You're out. If that happens,
I'm out. It's like I gotta go take a shower. Like I need. Like there's other things I need to be doing in my life right now. It's like. It's
yeah, like, I kind of thought about it while I was doing it. Like, well, damn, I'm not into this that much anymore. Because
yeah, like,
I just threw up.
Especially like when you smell throw up, you just keep thinking of throw up, and like the last thing I want to be doing is sucking a dick when I'm thinking of throw up. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, like when you have like say like too much tequila or something, and then you throw up. Like we had a really bad night, and then like, you never want tequila again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are you off dick now? Like, is that like?
Oh yeah. No, it'll take a lot more than that to get me off dick. Okay.
Just like, oof, I just think about that morning.
Not at all. I'd be off dick, but I'd be off whatever I threw up on the dick.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
I can't quit coffee, though. Sorry. It's like a need. But I will probably think about that tomorrow when I get my coffee.
Yeah.
Or the emotional recall. Yeah.
So, Ralph, how was your week?
My week was all right, man. You know, I just fucking kind of hung out. Wasn't feeling too hot in the beginning, so just chilled out and got high. Watched Walking Dead.
Okay.
Cool. Ah,
yeah, that was nothing too crazy.
I stopped watching
spots,
The Walking Dead.
Me too. Yeah.
Like after like season 3 or 4. Like it got kind of weird.
Yeah,
but I got into really the talking. I mean, the
talking.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
The new one. I was like binge watching that the other day.
I'm trying to check that one out.
It's good.
This is like, yeah, Gordy, you said it. It's turning into a soap opera. Yeah. It's getting real emotional and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking Carl, man. Take that goddamn fucking.
I wish somebody would kill Carl. I want Carl's dad to shoot Carl.
I don't even know anything about it.
Well, I got real disappointed because I ate. I had a couple leftover weed gummies, so I ate a weed gummy on Tuesday night. Like, wasn't feeling good. Didn't want to do any spots, and figured let me eat this, get some takeout, and watch Walking Dead. And turn out to watching a fucking soap opera. You're like, this is the worst high ever.
Right. It's all quiet too.
Yeah. I don't know.
Too much emotions.
Oh, you've never seen it before?
No, I can't watch zombies.
I mean, well, see, that's the whole thing. Like, it's zombies, but, like, the zombies are not really scary.
It's them against each other.
Yeah.
Like, I could watch True Blood, but that's like it's set. Cause
I feel like True Blood is scarier than The Walking Dead. You guys watch True Blood?
I never watched True Blood.
I heard vampires, and I went running. I'm sorry.
True Blood had vampires, and the vampires were actually kind of scary.
Vampires are dope.
Yeah, they were very
like
dope.
Blood.
They were
like that redhead that was on it. Yo,
they were moving so fucking fast, dude. It's like, yeah. Now, have you seen the show before?
Is that on HBO?
It was on HBO,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so that was like, it was before, it predated me getting HBO. So I was like, I have no interest in it, and then... And then I lucked into a friend's password, and now I might end up watching it later. But yeah,
no, it's really good. Like the premise is like vampires are real, mm-hmm. but there's like a blood substitute on the market called True Blood that they can like buy. Mm-hmm. But like you can go to like a vampire like a bar mm-hmm. and like suck a vampire's blood and get you like super high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like nice. Ooh, that sounds like fun.
it's like vampire's blood is like meth.
It is. Oh, okay. Like literally one of the character's brothers like took like a vampire down in the basement and like tied him up with silver and was just like sucking on him with his girlfriend.
No, oh, wow.
Yeah. He was all
let's kidnap that vampire. Getting up on that V.
About how much of this copper wire for some of that vampire blood?
Right?
So, Ralph, do you find any words triggering?
Anything could be. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of trigger words, man. Anytime you say anything about like shaming, I think shame and shaming are trigger words. You make fun of like you can't make fun of fat people and say
fat shaming.
So shame. Anytime you see shaming, I think shaming. Anything about race. Anything race, black, white. Brown, Asian, anytime that comes up, those are all triggers. I don't know. I think those are.
For me, Trump is a trigger.
Trump is definitely,
yeah.
Like, it shrivels your vagina.
What's your stance look like then?
Yeah.
I'm a little in the dark here with the triggers. I'm going, I've heard it being bounced around, but, you know, can somebody break it down a little for me here? Is it like it makes you feel uncomfortable or it triggers emotions? What is it?
Basically, that's the gist of it. Yeah. So it's like you say a word and then that word gives people an uncomfortable feeling, makes them feel like they're in an unsafe space that, is traumatizing or it makes them relive a trauma that they had.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the root of it comes from like PTSD, psychology where like they – It triggers the trauma to you again. But I think it's so clearly it's being overused you know what I mean? Like if you go straight to that, you know, like
the
you know,
root
like,
of it.
Yeah, if you say fat and then I go like, ah,
I feel triggered.
Oh, I'm there. Yeah. I'm back in that place. I'm in that locker again or whatever. I don't think it's, you know what I mean? Like, so I think if you think about it, like the root of it, it's like you're like, is my reaction the same as that? Like, but yeah, but I also like I said, like if you can go, it's what you do. Like as a comic, you can do whatever you want, and like I'm a firm believer of that. But like, it's also like if you have a bad reaction to something you said, you're like you also have to live with that too, and go, okay, well I guess I have to change what I'm doing. You know, like so like I think that's it's all good. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Personally.
I was small penis shamed earlier this summer. I was tubing.
Your boyfriend didn't throw up on you?
Never threw up once. And my bathing suit fell off, yeah. And I was getting back on the boat. I was trying to hide it. And mom snapped a picture of me, and it caught a glimpse of, yeah, my dick. And
it
was all blue. You know? It was all flushed and, you know, blue. Yeah, it was bad.
Oh,
blue.
Terrible. Yeah, I know. I got a look at it. It was terrible.
Your mom's blue.
No,
okay.
It was my mom. No.
Somebody else's mom.
Someone else's mom took a picture of it.
It was some chick's mom. There was hot girls on the boat. It was terrible. Horrible.
Should have told him. She was just showing
the picture. Yeah, it's like the least attractive penis.
Well, you should have told him Dr. Manhattan also has a blue penis.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Like
that would have stopped him, for sure. nothing stops a bully like telling about your favorite comic book character.
He had a huge blue penis. The biggest.
It was not good.
Sorry.
Not a good day.
I don't. Do you feel like
damn.
People? Like, I don't.
Wait, I'm sorry. Know. I couldn't help it. I had a visual of your little small penis coming out the water.
A little baby blue dick.
Blue.
Little blue penis. Right, it was blue. Baby blue dick.
Baby blue dick.
Wow.
That's a trigger for me, alright? Fuck.
Listen, this is not a safe space.
Now we talk about trigger.
This
is not a safe space.
This is not a safe place.
I love that you literally just said, like, yeah, I got ashamed of this, and then everybody's just making fun of you now.
Right, damn.
Now, or just or laughing at least.
Right. So now you know what a trigger is.
You're no longer Gordy.
We gave you a great example.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm gonna do that from now on. If a comic at a show starts talking about like small penises, I'm just gonna be like, get up in a huff and leave.
Trigger.
Gordy, you should be Papa Smurf for Halloween just for that story.
Yeah, and leave my fly open.
That's it.
What was the chick Smurf?
I'm a cold baby. See,
Skank Smurf. Skanky Smurf.
Skanky Smurf. Slut shaming.
Yeah, there's another one.
Smurfette. No, Skanky Smurf. It's a Smurf, but your bottoms don't quite fit.
Right. Literally.
Like, I mean, come on now. She was like the only female.
You're like
in the world of Smurfs.
Wow.
She's getting a lot of blue dick.
A lot of baby blue dick.
I'd be like, Gargamel.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Gargamel was just trying to get a Smurf catch one so he could fuck one. I don't know.
It sounds like a rapist.
Yeah, he looked like one, though.
Mm. Must be an improver.
Oh! What?
There you go.
So, back to trigger words.
Do you have any trigger words besides Trump?
Oh, look, she almost like had a reaction right there. See, she flinched. Like,
No way, better grab my pussy. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that I do, but like, I don't necessarily know that, like, shaming, for instance, I don't know that I'm a proponent of like shaming. Like, I don't know that I believe in it or that, because I know a lot of people are like, oh, like, you can't shame people. And I think that's bullshit because our whole society is based on shaming. Like, religion is based on shaming. Like, our puritanical culture and society is based on shaming. Mm-hmm. So, like, people just don't want to get called out for doing things that they want to do, which is fine. But like, if you don't want to be fat shamed and you don't like people saying that you're fat, then do your best not to be. If you don't want to be slut shamed, then don't be a slut or
don't tell people
care
about it.
That you're a slut.
Be like, a slut on the low.
Like,
that's what I do.
I agree. Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know that, like, and especially, like, kind of feel like slut shaming is taking over feminism and I don't really believe in it. Mm. And so, like, I feel like that's like anti-bullying. I don't feel like that's a part of feminism. Like, feminism is like you want equal pay, like, you know, like, you want health care. You don't want the government deciding whether or not you can have abortions or if your job to describe whether or not you can get like contraceptive, but like someone like stop fucking asshole dudes that call you a slut. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've never been called a slut. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, like, you know, I'm not the fucking Virgin Mary, but I also don't fuck dudes that call me a slut, so mm-hmm. I don't understand slut shaming.
You're not
but,
into that.
You know, it's like...
Or you're not trying hard enough, and you gotta get yourself like, out there.
Goals. You know, goals. Do I really need to be, like, shining out there more? No. There's, like, so many villages in India and in Australia that don't have a vajayjay to share... and
there's
I
some
just,
villages
I
with just
stop,
one Smurfette,
you know,
it's like,
and I need to stop, you know, closing myself off to the possibilities.
No,
but like I don't get it. So I don't know. And
well, slut is in the eye of the beholder. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it just depends on who's calling who what. You know what I'm saying? I had a girl call me a slut once, and I was like, I've dated like 3 people this year or whatever. She's like, yeah, that's what you're really getting at. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, I was like,
right.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I was like, I'm dying. I'm dying. No, but yeah, like, so, They, like I said, so it's all in the eye of the beholder, like, who's calling who what, and...
Yeah, because, like, I definitely, like, my ex-boyfriend, he had only been with, like, 3 people. I was number 3. Mm-hmm. And so, like, he was, like, in his, like...
Oh, right.
Late 20s, and so I was just like,
wait. The last, wait, that was a detail I didn't know about, like, your ex-boyfriend. The one that he's not, he now
3.
Likes to walk guys on leashes. That's what he does.
Oh, okay.
Wait, now, what about leashes? What?
He walks guys on leashes down the street.
Is there an app for that?
Yeah.
No, I saw something about that a year ago, and it's the fucking dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
No, like, he did this for a skit, but, like...
Oh, because he's a comedian.
Oh, no, this was an actual thing.
Yeah.
People walk. I thought it was, like, a wag.
No, that's, like, an actual thing.
Yeah, people
like, I can hire somebody to walk me?
Yeah.
No.
I swear to God.
Shit, in New York,
I'm not even kidding you.
Can we have a fact check on that? People
saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, how much does it cost?
So it's official. Someone you know while you're
and how much are they paying? Because I will walk a motherfucker on a leash happily if you're going to pay me to do it.
I mean, yeah, it depends on... But, like, do I have to pick up their poo?
Some, like, Wall Street dude. Ooh. That'd be great.
Right.
Yes.
But if I gotta pick up shit, I don't know.
Yeah, like, am I gonna have to pick up poo? Like, I don't know if I can pick up poo.
Dog shit's one thing. Human shit, that's a whole other fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how much are they paying, though? Because I pick up my dog shit all the time. Mm-hmm. Nobody pays me to do that. I just have to do it.
He pays you with love.
Yeah,
like right now there's like a CNA listening to this, just being like, yeah, I pick up human shit all the time. Are you kidding me? Like,
oh,
this
probably
pays way more than that.
You know? That's true.
Yeah, this is true. So Gordon, have you ever like run into like ex girlfriends while you're doing comedy or barking?
Yeah, I have definitely seen some people I've known. The other day, I saw a family friend of mine while I was doing comedy. Probably the worst experience I've ever had, though. I broke up with my girlfriend probably like 8 months ago, 9 months ago, and it was like right after we broke. It was maybe 2 months after we broke up, and I was just barking for this show, and I was on the corner, and I was giving out flyers, and she walks up with her new boyfriend.
Ooh.
Sees me, yeah, Gordy, oh my God, is that you? And I'm like, oh my, you know, it's in the back of your mind whenever you're doing that, like you're at the lowest of low, and you're like, fuck, if anybody sees me, like, I was like, oh, I don't know, I'm just holding these flyers for a friend, you know, he said he'd be back any minute now. It's a comedy show? Did you? And it was like, I couldn't even hide it. I was like, yeah, you guys want to come see a comedy show? Oh, they're like, Gordy? Oh, my God. It's my old boyfriend. It was so, yeah, it was fucking.
Oh, she introduces the old boyfriend in front of the new boyfriend. Like, oh. Rude.
You're like, oh, you're doing so well. Oh, my God.
I would have been like, is that you? I've been like, no, and then thrown all the flyers in their face.
Right. The other shady one, is that you? Oh, did you know it's me? You see my little blue dick.
Yo, which side? Yeah, which side? Which side? Looking a little better.
It was a red dick then.
Oh, that's what they call herpes.
I feel bad for that. Yeah,
that's what they call herpes.
Oh, if your blue dick turns red, call the doctor.
No, but yeah, I walked like a back over to the producer. He's like, what's
okay,
up?
Okay, so we got some information about...
I'm done, man. I'm done. I just saw my girlfriend. He's like, yeah, you're done.
Right. Rima's got information
People
about...
ThePeopleWalker.com.
Surprise.
And no, I'm not.
Right? Shocker.
So a waiter.
And the thesis is to just walk people around. They don't show a price list, but you have to email them.
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, it's all private.
That means
all
if you have I bet you that was the guy that
I saw.
You can't
afford it.
You fucking can't afford
it. Chubby, it was a chubby white guy that was doing the interview.
There's like one
Gordy.
Chubby white guy here in Los Angeles.
Oh, they're in L.A.
Like WAG.
It's like therapist. I think I'm going to just do it, too.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Let me know what they talk about, Rima.
Yeah.
It's a new venture right there.
So that's what we're calling walking these days.
Right.
So if they're going to walk people, can they walk dogs at the same time?
Oh.
Multitasking. Yeah, goals.
Well, oh, dude,
you know, you gotta
that
have,
guy
like,
would
platinum
love that.
Card for that
like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, like, they're like, oh, I'm one of the dogs. I'm like, I'm in here. I'm.
He's the head of the pack.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, you go to the back.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Are they closed? They have to be, right?
They're yeah. closed.
All right.
It's what?
Well, like, is it
supposed
to be a sexual
maybe they're
thing?
Naked?
Or is
it's
this
not. It's just like, all right, because you got me going.
Move over, Blue Dick.
Baby Blue, excuse me.
No, move over,
that's
Beast
your
Warrior.
New nickname, Baby Blue.
Baby
we got
Blue.
Radio Rima on the mic.
Radio Rima's on the mic. Hello to everyone at Big Talk in Brucey's Land. And Marissa, hi.
Hi, Rima.
All right, so it's like, I guess like any other thing where you escort a person, you know, it's a companionship service.
Are we saying escort or escort?
All of that shit and above. So it's like, as I'm reading, I'm noticing, so I would figure it's like any other companionship, you pay for it, and they'll come.
Right.
However,
that costs more.
You know, the extra ending when you get home. And I'm just like, no, you'll pay for somebody to stand next to you and walk with you, talk with you. But it reminds me of King of Queens. Anyone watch King of Queens? Where the father had a walker. She used to come over and she used to walk the father as if she was walking dogs. She was hired to get him out the house. So I guess people need to start hiring these people walkers.
Why don't they just get a dog and then they have to leave the house?
Because I don't know. I don't have an answer. I'm out of here.
Thank you, Rima. Thank
you, Rima, on a fact check.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's so apparently you can walk people.
Yeah.
And if you're planning on starting a chapter, there it seems not to be one in New York. So all of you are therapy people. You've got a new idea now.
Yeah.
So, Ralph, what are your thoughts on Trump?
Oh, he's fucking great. In, like, the worst way possible. Like, it's like watching the world's worst comic book character.
Yeah.
He's a fucking joke. Yeah, live. Yeah. Yeah, Agent Orange.
Yeah, Agent Orange for sure. It's
like I mean, like, I don't know. I don't take him seriously. In my adult life, the only president that I ever took seriously was Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, George Bush was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
I liked
Trump
until
yeah,
you
Slick
know,
Willie.
Yeah,
Slick
Willie. Yeah, he was slick, right?
I do.
I mean, Trump to me is middle America on steroids.
Yeah.
You know, he's like middle America. He's like the South on steroids. Anything that he says publicly is talked behind closed doors down there. You know, people aren't as open about it. I think he just makes it more vocal. And nobody else, like in urban areas like Chicago, New York, LA, we can't comprehend it because we're so open. We're all around every race, every nationality. We just accept it. But we don't realize in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they don't like Jewish people. They don't like black people. Like they got problems with every one of us.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, yeah. A lot of circle talk.
Riddles for Retards. That's his new charity.
Doing Riddles for Baron?
What's up?
Oh,
Baron. Baron loves to read, but there's not enough pop-up books out there.
Just as long as his shoes have the Velcro. but I don't know. It's like I would like to not take him seriously except for the fact that he has control of nuclear weapons.
I was going
to
say. I'm like,
that's when I'm just like,
But I feel like they say that he does, but I don't feel like he doesn't have as much power as he thinks. You know, I really think that
I just hope that they put the wrong
Pence is the one there with his hand up Trump's ass.
I don't think he is, though, because he keeps throwing Pence under the bus. Like, every time something regarding Russia, Pence is like, oh, I never heard of it. And then, like, 2 minutes later, they're just like, oh, yeah, I was talking to Pence, and we decided that we were going to do this. And Pence is like, well, I stand by the president. Like, it's, I don't know. I think if anybody has their hand up his ass, it's Ivanka. But...
Not anymore. Yeah. I love all those like footage of her like
slapping his hand away. Like,
Melania. Oh, Melania's
that's
going to
no, Ivanka still is.
Oh shit!
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's his daughter.
That's his daughter. Right.
Yeah. Ooh. Like sister wives.
Pretty much.
But
they like the same age.
It's probably like a 2 year difference. Melania's 2 years younger. But. No, but like I'm worried about that, especially like how do you go in the UN whose sole purpose is global peace and be like, we're gonna annihilate North Korea, we're gonna destroy everyone, and it's just like
right, like you're at the UN,
you just said you were gonna kill babies in front of a global stage.
How bad is it when you know that people take the Kim Jong-un more seriously than they take Trump?
I mean it's crazy, and then he's just like, oh well, you know, your dotard of a president is being very mentally unstable. And it's just like, oh, so the crazy one thinks that our crazy is more crazy than him.
Don't you love it when you learn a new word that means something, you're like, oh, that's great. So
yeah, like,
there's
like,
one
oh,
word for that. Like,
you're a dotard.
Yeah, like senile old man, which is like great. You're like, oh, there's one word for that. You know?
Yeah.
Just like when you're like, oh, you know, like, to throw something out of a window is like to defenestrate it. You're like, oh, what? Oh, that's great. What a wonderful word. Like, it's
How can I use that today?
Oh, my God.
I've never heard that. That's a new word, mate.
No, use it in a sentence.
See, Kim Jong, I know they can't see it on radio. Do you? Someone
told
me.
You got cameras.
I look like, I got a haircut like Kim Jong-un.
No.
If I had Dougie's
you might have his bangs.
I also heard
definitely
Dumb
don't
and the two main characters at Dumb and Dumber. That's the one.
I could tell.
Like Jeff Daniels.
Absolutely.
Hair, yeah.
Yeah, this guy really screwed me the other day, anyways.
You should invest in a hat.
Yeah, you should I know. I've got a few.
Burn. Because you'd have to
grow
in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he said it'd grow out. You know?
You're either going to have to let it grow out or cut it shorter, but
you,
I wouldn't go back
to
the same
guy.
Did
you pay him to do that
to you? I did, yeah. You know?
How much?
He's usually a good guy. He's a Vietnamese guy.
I've never heard of a good Vietnamese
his
barber.
His name's Ha.
Ha? That's what he said to you.
That's a haircut now.
I should have known, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, I look like Amy Schumer. All right.
Fuck.
With a blue penis.
With a blue
penis. Baby blue.
Baby blue.
B squared.
Well, great. Now that's in my search history for sure.
Yeah, it looked like a dead guy's dick. Like, he just cut it off and reattached
Wait, Amy Schumer's vagina.
Right, now that's going to be in my search history, too.
All right, sorry.
Baby Blue is the Moby Dick of dicks. So, Coke, if we're going back to being, like, triggered and dotard, like, I saw a post that someone was upset that they called Trump a fucktard, and they...
Probably
like, sorry, just like, as a member of the fucktard community, my father was a fucktard.
My granddaddy was a fucktard.
How
my daddy's daddy before that was
sorry,
a fucktard.
And my baby's a fucktard too.
And they called them out for being a fucktard being an ableist slur. And, like, nobody even uses ableist. Fucktard as, like, a synonym for the R word. Like,
no,
nobody...
It's
like, douchebag or, like, you know, idiot or scumbag or asshole, fuckboy, but never...
Tard. The fucktard.
Yeah.
Fucktard.
Are they just getting mad at the tard, or are they getting mad at associating Donald Trump with retarded people? Because, I mean, that might offend retarded people.
But no,
you know,
fucktard,
you know,
is like...
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's not describing a real...
handicapped people.
Thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah.
But...
But, like, when we go back to, like, the dotard, like, so that is, like, an actual, like... suffix for real words.
Apparently, it was in a Shakespeare play, and I never picked that. That would how would I not that pop out at me in English class? Yeah. So I'm like, this dotard.
My mom was an English teacher, and I never heard of that.
Right? It's fantastic.
But like, you know, it's like a valid suffix. But like, they were really upset, and I'm just like. Like, okay, have we, like, really gotten to the point where, like, we're afraid of offending fucktards now? Like,
well, I have a similar story, actually. I said someone gave me a tequila shot, a Hispanic guy. Gave my friend a tequila shot.
Some fucktard.
Some fucktard? No. It was a Hispanic guy, and he was, you know, and I was like, yeah, you know, we were all cheersing, and we did the shot, and I was like, yeah, Mexican water, right? And they like got really offended at me. I thought it was,
the big Corona drinkers.
Yeah, I was like, well, I don't know. I feel like I'm Irish.
Were they Puerto Rican?
No.
Were they mad that you insulted the tequila or the water?
It was good tequila, but they're like. If I did some Jameson with someone, they're like Irish water. I wouldn't get pissed off. I just
but
think it's like hypersensitive.
Were like the Latinos upset with you? Or?
Yes, okay. Very. Yeah, they're like, oh, you need to lose that word from your vocabulary, Holmes. I was like, I'm sorry.
I feel like that's more offensive. your impression
was
is very offensive.
That was awesome.
I'm feeling triggered,
going
baby
back
Lou.
To the vato, Holmes.
Better get in your lower.
Oh,
writers.
Gosh.
Explanation. Back to your lowrider, baby blue.
Well,
I don't know, because like I've had a shot called a screaming Mexican, and it's like tequila with Tabasco sauce.
Yeah,
and so like,
see,
but like that's like the name of the shot. So
Tabasco's
like, I don't know.
Not even that hot. Like that's not even an accurate name for the drink. Like,
yeah, it should be like a mildly uncomfortable Mexican.
Right, right.
But
like, like a screaming
the tangy Mexican.
Yeah, but like that's what is Mexican's not offensive though, right? Is it maybe?
I don't know.
No, actually, for Latin people that like are not Mexican,
Latino?
If you call them Mexican, they do get offended. Okay. If you're Puerto Rican, if you're Dominican, I call you Mexican,
sure.
They get mad.
I mean, I think if you're mixing up Mexicans and Dominicans, you have some bigger issues to address. I mean, personally, I don't know.
No, yeah. I actually found out they're Hawaiian. Yeah, so, yeah. I sent him some Hawaiian punch. Yeah, I didn't do that. But, yeah. Okay. And it was weird, though. I just thought it was a little... They were like, people are a little hypersensitive to things, you know.
Like, yeah, wait, these are just random people you were taking shots with?
No, they're with my friend, and then I met them that night, and I was like, hey, yeah, guys, and they got really pissed off, like really upset.
I call vomit throw-up or blowjob juice, so that's just what I...
You guys were here before, there's a story
that ties into...
Rodney threw up on a penis.
I know.
Otherwise, it's just weird, yeah.
As someone who vomits, I'm offended.
Oh, I just got triggered.
You'll be okay. Gordon, have you ever gone to military school?
Well, yeah. So I mentioned that I said something to you the other night. I was, I got sent off, to military school for about 2 years.
It was
a terrible experience.
Sent off? Like, what the fuck did you do?
That's a whole nother radio session.
Having a blue
penis.
Blue
penis.
Yeah,
blue penis. They're like, no, you gotta go. Or gotta go to the Navy with that blue fucking dick.
Your parents,
right?
Your parents like, get the fuck out of here.
And your blue dick.
Your blue dick.
We did not raise you. Blue dick.
We're a family of red dick fucktards.
Right? I knew when that blue dick came out. I was like, oh, no.
I knew we wasn't related.
Yeah. It's like, is that even my kid with that blue dick? Yeah. My dick's not blue.
You come back when your dick is purple or better.
Magenta.
You need to learn, young man. You're going to learn today.
Blue dick.
Blue dick.
No, yeah, I went. It was a pretty intense experience. I don't know. It was like everything you did there, everybody would tell on you for, and everybody would kind of always be looking to get you in trouble. I don't know. It was a good experience, though. Yeah. I mean, just wake up every morning and do like workouts until you like puke and stuff. It was intense.
Where was it?
It was in between. Sometimes we were in Maine, and sometimes most of the time we were in Connecticut. I slept in an igloo for a month.
Oh,
yeah, nice. It was terrible. Yeah.
Did you meet an Eskimo?
I did.
Get some Eskimo.
They never came home.
Were you squatting in an igloo? With your blue dick.
That's how my dick is blue.
Yeah, that's
probably
why.
That's really what it is.
That's how cold it was. In that
case
igloo.
Of emergency,
it's
your
like,
blue dick will
Mama
turn
Dad,
green.
Now my dick is baby blue.
No, it's blue. It has blue tint to it for the rest of my life.
So like, did you do something bad enough that warranted you to go to military school?
It was a couple things, yes.
Okay.
Wow. This is wow. Good. Yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
So he knocked up a Mexican. Go on.
No, it was like a series of events with a group of my friends. And one of my other friends actually got sent out. I hadn't seen him for a year, and they tried to get us both away from each other. And then the first day of this, you know, beginning intervention course, we met each other in the parking lot, and our parents are like, oh, no, you guys are here to change, all right? Like, they didn't know that they were sending us to the same school in an attempt to, like, get us away from each other. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what did you do?
Right.
Yeah, dude, we want to come
on,
man.
I'm walking around this question.
Yeah. Jump right in.
You can't drop a bomb.
Come on,
like,
baby,
oh, yeah,
bro. Jump right in.
I got sent away to military school.
I burned down a couple of churches.
What the fuck did you
no,
do?
No, yeah, we were young, and we
you fucked a cow.
No, we
didn't
fuck a cow.
You fucked a Smurf.
It was more of like a we were just out at night, and we had like broken a couple windows and got in some
broken windows.
Yeah, got okay. We,
where
like,
was this
stole
at?
A bunch of cartons of cigarettes and
so you robbed the convenience store.
That's exactly that's what it was.
No, a guy from home was carrying them home. Yeah.
Gordy stole some Virginia Slims.
Yeah, no, we had Virginia Slims. There was a while where that when we ran out. So, yeah, you know, Virginia Slims.
Misty 1000s.
Yeah. Oh my God,
Merits.
Bunch of old
Marlboro Ultralights. Yeah, no, yeah. But,
the longer the cigarette, the more classy.
Yes. And the angrier the older white woman smoking.
It's like a 4-foot-long white stick. You're just. You need a friend to light it for you.
Yeah, to declare, Mr. President. No, yeah, but it was, yeah, and then we did that, and then I had some, like, drugs and stuff.
What kind
like
of drugs?
That, just mostly weed. It was never anything, like, you know, just getting caught with weed in school and stuff.
But so you're mainlining it.
But I was shooting it. Yeah, exactly.
All right, so he was sent up the river for smoking and smoking. Okay.
For smoking and smoking.
Any vodka can be that
sounds horrible.
No, but yeah, that's it.
I don't know if that's past the statute of limitations.
Right.
Smoking.
Smoking. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
How strict are your parents?
Right.
Yeah, that seems pretty. I mean.
Are they like ultra religious or something?
No.
They're Mormons.
No. So they're actually not strict. I mean, that much. They're pretty cool.
Not strict, but they actually went
like
through
cool
with
thing.
It?
Yeah, well, like, so my older sister, they went through a lot of shit with her, and then so. With me, they basically just were like, no, we're not even going to fuck around. Off you go, buddy, to, like, this shitty school, and you're going to get your ass. You know, they wanted – I mean, Jesus. It was basically like they had enough of everything. But they were my mom's a saint. She goes to Haiti every year, and she works with kids. She's awesome. I love my mom. And they're both really nice. It's just that I was a piece of shit, you know. So
I don't think it's that bad, bro. I mean,
well, when I was a kid, I set a kindergarten. I went to the principal's office 63 times. I mooned the teacher, yodel. Yeah, there's a whole lot of shit. I was a monster.
Did you say you yodeled the teacher?
I in the intercom. I like went in the principal's intercom. yodeled.
That's great. That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
I convinced the kid to take a shit in the trash. In the trash can, and it was so bad.
And you got in trouble.
A lot of the time, I would have to hang out with just the gym teacher. Like it was so bad. I was such. That's like the same year I think they invented like Ritalin. So I was on Ritalin since day one. Like
is that what you were
Ritalin fit right here?
Yeah. I was their fucking guinea pig.
Now, did you snort it or just take it?
I didn't even know what it was. And I was taking it probably since like first grade, man.
No wonder you need
weed. No wonder your dick is blue. Yeah.
That's the side effect. Yo, that's the long-term side effect of Ritalin.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
What? Yeah, too much Adderall, man. That shit doesn't work.
He's got that riddle dizzle.
That
if only razzle dazzle, baby blue.
If there was any drug where it's like, yeah, there's a 0.5% chance it'll shrink your dick and make it blue, that drug would go off the market fast.
It's steroids.
Like it would just never. No.
Right?
Yeah. No, steroids don't turn you blue.
Oh my God.
That's fucking wow.
Oh man.
No, but yeah, it was a good
Jesus
time.
Jesus Christ. You talked a kid. What were the talking points in talking a kid into shitting into a trash can?
I don't know. I was a kid.
Like, it'll make you awesome.
Yeah,
though.
It'll be hilarious.
No, I think I was bro. Like,
you know where you should go right now.
You don't want Santa to think you're naughty, right?
Right?
You know? It'll be hilarious.
Nobody's
not wrong.
Nobody's gonna know.
And then everybody knows, like, oh, smell like a turd in a trash can in a kindergarten. Fucking that'll, you know. There's no hiding a fucking.
Anyway,
log
that wasn't your fault. That was the kid's fault. Yeah.
Now, I didn't think he was gonna go through with
it. If you were my kid and they called me like, oh yeah, what?
It's like, so he didn't poo in the garbage.
So he didn't poo in the garbage.
So why are you not calling?
So why
are
you not calling their mama? Right. Thank you.
So how did this kid wipe? Did he just shit in the shit and pull up his pants?
Yeah.
I feel bad for that kid.
Oh, it was a trash can in the hallway?
No, it was a trash can in like the actual kindergarten, like in the classroom.
You got pee pants and baby blue.
Yeah, well, like it was like during playtime, and we were all in our little respective corners and stuff. And there's like block corner, book corner, you know, like coloring corner. All this other fucking corners.
Two untamed freak kids.
And then, the two worst fucking kids. they're like, oh my God. Smells so. I can only imagine, like, the teacher. Jesus.
What the fucking teacher was doing?
She was Miss Littman. She was shitting in the other can. 78-year-old kindergarten teacher.
Well, that's
who
the
was.
Problem right
oh,
there.
Yeah. No,
she's
yeah.
She's 78.
She
can't move fast enough to chop the chair from shitting.
No, she would have to call the coach down.
She's probably
jealous. Chase me around the room, and I'd run away from her.
She was probably shitting herself.
She did. She quit.
God damn it, with your diapers.
She quit.
She didn't notice it for a day.
She goes, I thought it was me.
It's her diaper, She quit the year after, and then I saw her in Borders bookstore maybe like 5 years later.
She
was like, she quit Borders too. I was like, is Miss Lippman still working? She's like, oh, she quit.
Because
like
of a kid
2 weeks ago.
In another can.
Right. She's like,
psychotic
he's
child.
Back.
Holy fuck, he found me.
We're going to have to take a quick break before we start our next segment. But before we go, you guys, where can everyone see you next? Follow you on social media? What projects are you working on? Noriko.
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. It's like @Noriko_Ott. Both places, Facebook, whatever. And find out what the shows I'm doing. A website, NorikoOtt.com with no space. But yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
Ralph, what do you have going on? Where can people follow you?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram, RalphTheMouth81. I am hosting a show tonight, 10 p.m., Grizzly Pear. And I got a website, RalphTheMouth.com. And then I have my debut at Yonkers Comedy Club on Sunday night.
Awesome.
So, pretty stoked.
Gordon.
Yeah, I'm at Instagram, Lord of the Gourds.
Not
at Lord of the Gourds, either Twitter or Instagram. I got a show tonight at Broadway Comedy Club. Show tomorrow night, Broadway Comedy Club, 6 o'clock. Yeah, I got a Thursday nights. Every Thursday, we're doing Bomb Shelter Comedy Show. It's a new thing we're trying to do. It's been going on for about a year. Getting a lot of traction there. It's a sick show. Come out Thursday nights at the Gaff West at 8 o'clock. Yeah, it's
good spot.
Yeah,
it's
a good
nice
spot.
Yeah, fun show.
All right.
Yeah, we've had Ralph on a couple times. Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I've had all you guys on.
Yeah, yeah, I've done it too. It's a fun show.
You can book me anytime you want.
All right, you guys. This is Big Talking Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith, and we will be right back.
Baby, you the best, so don't go nowhere. I'm with my homies and we all on deck, so don't go nowhere. Put the parties at your crib, so don't go nowhere. Just stay right there, we about to pull up, so don't go nowhere. Sipping on a potion, swear I'm about to sink, pussy dripping like a faucet. You can have it all, don't matter what the cost is. Bullshit, promise I'ma kill it with a coffin. 20s, 150s in my pocket, often. Swimming in your water like the Loch Ness Monster. Let the bros hit it, that's a mosh pit, darling. I'ma bind your walls like a convict. Charge them, I'm charged up, it should do this off in the lot. Guess it's my still a nigga that they talking about. Guess that's why the pussy niggas always calling me out. But like I said, nigga, pussy, nothing short of me out. Your ex-man wasn't fit. Hand on my pistol, hide in the cloud, 7 grams of the swisher. So we can get high in the ozone layer, don't go nowhere. If you got plans with a nigga, let's go. Baby, you the best, so don't go nowhere. I'm with my homies and we all on deck, so don't go nowhere. Put the parties at your crib, so don't go nowhere. Just stay right there, we about to pull up, so don't go nowhere. Got a little Mexican ting, and she about to get a ring, cause she already got the D. I'ma fulfill her fantasy, so tell them haters to get their cake up. Tell them other niggas you see them later. While they all jealous, I'm getting greater. All they can ever be is imitators, girl. Baby, you know my love is real. Them niggas talking shit, come and see it, pop me for real. I'm rolling with my homies, my niggas ready to kill. They popping up and popping up while I'm popping all these pills. Girl, this codeine got me leaning. Can you be the one to take me home? Already got another cup and I don't need it. Girl, we need time all alone. Baby, you the best, hey, so don't go nowhere. I'm with my homies and we all on deck, so don't go nowhere. Parties at your crib, so don't go nowhere. Just stay right there, we about to pull up, so don't go nowhere. Baby, just ride with me, just ride with me, just ride with me. I swear that you reach the sky with me. Just ride with me, just ride with me, just ride with me. I swear that you reach the sky with me. Baby, you the best, so don't go nowhere. I'm with my homies and we all on deck, so don't go nowhere. Hit the parties at your crib, so don't go nowhere. Just stay right there, we about to pull up, so don't go nowhere.
Yeah, big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa.
Marissa Smith.
Yeah. Hey guys, welcome back to Big Talkin' Brewskis. I'm still Marissa Smith. I've got Rodney Daniels back with me.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
And we've got Jason Scoop with us.
How we doing?
And we have Linnea Wiles with us.
Linnea.
Linnea Wiles, sorry.
It's okay.
We got Linnea Wiles with us. So, Linnea, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm fabulous, man.
Yeah.
I was listening to certain things you were saying earlier, like with trigger words and stuff like that. For me,
yeah.
I learned trigger words. One of them is light skin.
Okay.
Light skin. Ooh.
Yeah.
Like that's triggering for you?
Yeah, because like I hate whenever I try to. What happened?
She's like, it just where
okay,
keeps popping.
Open,
like,
let's just get this
right.
I'm like,
So now, how is light skin a trigger word for you?
Because I hate when people try to like tack on certain characteristics to the
exactly. Uh-huh.
That happened to me today, like on Instagram. And they would talk, I forgot what the meme was, and I was like, I mean, sometimes, for me, like, I'll type a message, right? And sometimes I forget to hit send. It happens
all the time.
But this dude, he's like, yeah, that's that light skin shit. Why is that light skin shit? It's called being, you know, like, absent-minded.
Yeah, it's like, absent-minded shit, yeah.
Of every shade and color, so...
Yeah,
like that.
Right, and that's always a good excuse too when you don't text somebody.
You're
back.
Like the light-skinned Martin Luther King.
Like, why is it because of the color of my hue?
Exactly.
She's got marches and shit next week. No,
that's what I do.
So, Jason, do you find anything triggering?
Oh Jesus Christ! Do I find anything triggering at all? No. The only thing I'll ever find triggering. Ever, if it ever happens, is if somebody puts me in like a box, like in terms of like okay, so you know, like I don't know if you know, but like my mother, she's West Indian, she's from Trinidad, so she's like brown. My father's white. So if anyone's like, oh my god, so as a person of color or and I'm like, look, I don't like when people take it upon themselves to. Turn me into, like, I don't even want to say victim, just don't, I just don't like when, like, I was in Prospect Park a couple weeks ago, hanging out with Alex Carabano, who's playing soccer with his whole crew, and, like, you all know about my Trump tattoo, I got a Trump tattoo as a joke, blah, 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 so this chick is like, well, having that tattoo as a person of color, and it's like, I don't mind person of color, but it's just like, I don't like to be different because, whatever, because... I don't know. So just that. But that's the only thing. I don't get offended by anything else. I don't get offended by anything. Nothing offends me. Nothing. Besides that, I don't like being put in a box. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah, everyone has a like preconceived notion of what you're like because of what you look like.
Yeah,
right.
Which is,
yeah.
I mean, not everyone, but certain
but a lot
people.
Of people.
Certain
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
It's just fucking annoying. It's just fucking annoying, you know.
People always assume that, like, I'm full of myself and shit because of
I mean, you
my
should
appearance.
Be. You should
you
be.
You say I should be?
Yeah.
right.
Yeah, with that hair, yeah.
A lot of my downfall has been in being too fucking nice, so you might have a point. Let me stop, but nah. Mm-hmm. It's annoying. Hey.
And we've got Gordon McNiff back with us.
Gordon.
Sorry.
So we were talking about like trigger words, and we know that your blue penis is triggering.
Yes,
so
small penis is a yes.
Small
very,
penises and
very
blue penises.
You almost made me spit out.
Oh yeah, get very uncomfortable when that kind of stuff is mentioned. So
yeah.
I prefer if we steer clear.
Yeah, no, we're gonna stay away from Dick Azul.
No, I'm kidding. Yes, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
We've talked about.
Do you drink a lot of beer? No, you.
Me, yes. Why was that?
Like IPA?
No.
Good.
Is that known to turn your dick blue?
There was an article out recently. They say like, yeah, you'll get some titties.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, gynecomastia.
Yeah. I was thinking blue. Yeah. No.
Yeah, like you get more estrogen and everything. Don't do that.
Stay away. Oh my God, I have a set about that. Because that happened to me. I was hooking up with this guy.
Yeah.
And he, like, you know, we had a really good date. Then, like, I brought him back over to my place, like, you know, the second night. And then he took his shirt off and he had, like, full blown titties. Like, full blown, like, A cups.
Oh, word?
Like, yeah, no, A, almost B. Like, I was like, whoa. And he was giving me head and the shit was, like, flopping like this.
Oh!
Like, and you know,
like
yeah, I was like, you're gonna have to wait. You do avoid that, right? Like, I don't like moves.
Let me tell you something. I've never had anything like that, but I did go out with a chick. I met her in a dimly lit setting. We went out. It was also a dimly lit setting. Third time, dim. Fourth time, I see her, we go, like, canoeing or some shit. It was like, you know, New York has, like, the free, you can go kayaking or whatever. So I see this chick in the sun, and I'm like, who the fuck is this? Like, honestly, it wasn't as bad as, like, oh, my God, you got tits as a man. But, like, she looked gorgeous in the dark, but then in the sunlight, I'm like, what the fuck? But at that point, she had blown so many compliments up my ass. I'm like, oh, she's like, I was in just such a bad place. And now I'm just like, oh, my God, I found somebody. You got to watch out for that. You go on a date or two and they're like, oh, my God, I was just ready to kill myself. But then you came along. It's like, oh, fuck. You get trapped.
I learned that early, though.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say much more. Because then the person might actually hear and find out who they
are. Right, because you know she's still listening.
Yeah.
I learned that early about the whole daylight and nighttime. Back in the teen nights at clubs and shit.
Yeah. And you, like, walk outside. Yeah. Like, you're in the club and you're dancing with this dude. And you're like, oh, he looks good. He smells good. And then you walk outside. And then, like, you have, like, the parking lot light on their face. And you're like, oh damn. Shit.
They're fifth. They're fucking 50. Yeah. Yeah. You are not 30.
The only thing I feel. Like, no.
You was real fine in the club.
I feel like you shouldn't be allowed to smell attractive if you aren't attractive. Because I feel like that's another problem.
I disagree.
No.
That's all they freaking got.
We can go by to
Have you ever, like, been, like, in a subway or, like, walking down a stairwell and then all of a sudden, like, you get this, like, whiff of something and you're like, oh shit, that smells sexy as fuck. And, like, you're like, he's the one, and you turn around and you're like, oh fuck.
Oh yeah.
Like, and then you're just like, my nose has deceived me. Like,
the grandlady, she was walking in front of me. I was like, damn, whoever is in front. And then the chick turned off, and then I kept getting the smell. I'm like, oh, it's this old granny. I'm like, that's the fucker.
Or if they got a nice back, and then you see the front, and you're like, right? Like,
oh yeah.
The worst is when you start, you see the toes, you're like, ooh, that's a nice foot situation. You work your way up, and then you see the freaking face, and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of how I felt about everything else.
It's like, do I have a foot fetish? Is that my life now?
Right, no.
I am at the feet, though. Yeah. I fuck with feet.
But
it's not a fetish, because a fetish is something you need to get off. If that element isn't there, you can't even get hard. I don't need feet to get hard, but I fuck a good foot.
Ooh. You fuck feet.
I will.
Because I was going to ask.
But I didn't think about it the other day. I thought about it, but I haven't. I've never.
So you like light licking toes and stuff?
I just like a nice toe. A fucking nice toe.
Do you paint toenails and shit too?
No, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go that far.
I've given a foot job.
Okay,
you just gave a foot job.
Yeah, I gave a foot job.
Okay, Marissa.
Yeah.
Little freak coming out. When, where, who?
This is like in college. And like, so it actually, it'll turn out to be a lot freakier when I finish the story. But like,
YouTube tutorial.
Yeah. So like, all right. So what happened is, my boyfriend from college and I, we went back to his home in Long Island, and so we were in the living room and his parents were out, and so we were watching a movie and I was like giving him a foot job while we were watching a movie. Like under a blanket. And so then his parents came home and they walked in the living room and I tried to move my feet, and then he kind of just closed my feet around him more.
Nice.
And so then I just kept the foot job going while we're talking to his parents.
Very nice.
God damn. I'm going to think about this when I jerk off. I'm not going to plan to. It's just going to pop up. I'm going to be like, and it's going to pop in, and then I'm going to probably come.
But, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow,
yeah. That is so hot.
I've never had a foot job before.
Yeah.
You never had a foot job before?
No.
No, I'm good too.
I'll try anything twice, you know.
Spit on it.
It's different though with man feet.
Well, like,
oh yeah, I know. I'm not interested there.
I want a foot BJ with the feet at the base, but then they're like, you know, they're like,
she gotta be flexible.
How that is like impossible? Okay,
this is New York City. This is the yoga capital of the world. Maybe LA would be fucking next.
He's just gotta find it.
He like
yogi.
That Cirque du Soleil, bitch.
Yeah.
You could maybe do that.
Yeah. I'm Cirque Granny du Soleil, Big Apple Circus.
With Tracy Morgan impression coming out, he would say something like that.
Oh, that's Cirque du Soleil, bitch.
Yeah. I think though, like if you're like kind of like Indian style, and then like you're. I think you can do it. I really do.
No.
It can be done. I've seen it. You talking about the foot blowjob? I mean, yeah, I've seen it.
Ooh, all up on it too.
She's
all
like,
right.
Yo, I'm about
so
to
we got radio.
Yo, we need another fact check up in here.
First of all, y'all know who I am. Y'all know who I am now. Because this is the fact that I'm going to today. However, thank you, Marissa. A fat chick cannot do a foot blowjob. I'm sorry, it's not.
You can
happen.
Do other things though.
I'm gonna tell you what. Can you not be in my titties right now? While I'm
talking
to you. I can just rub it between there.
When a chick's just hanging out, now, can you not? Can you not?
I know.
I can't.
They
not.
They always be doing that too. If you don't want somebody to look at them, don't be pulling them out.
Was our stomach and titties are getting away before anything else. I don't give a fuck how much yoga, stretching you do, trying to get that shit to happen. It's not going to work. Just like 69 is out of question, too. Big business should not
be 69. Out of the question?
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to sit on that face and I ain't touching shit. I'm like, I'm sucking your dick and you can't reach my ass. I ain't trying to stretch either. I'm trying to have fun.
What?
Fucking
69 is like my favorite thing to do. I love it. But I don't see. But it's two guys though, so it's like I'm deep throating the guy and getting deep throated at the same time.
Though.
Yeah, like it is. Sport, yeah, though. It is like a better sports. I was like, ooh, you going down like that? Like how about this? It is like dick football.
Man. Oh, it is.
Who gonna deep throat the best?
Well, except for not dick football, but dick and vagina football.
He's got me like you got. I've never even thought of that, you know, because I'm not a homosexual. However, I do find myself to be. I have like an obsession with the gain. Because here's the thing: it's like the grass is always greener on the other side. Now, don't nobody get the wrong idea listening to this shit. Jason Scoop doesn't want to suck dicks. But it's just the fact that there's that whole other world going
on.
Yeah,
that's a whole
it's
other
always
like, level.
Fast. Gayness is always fascinating me. So when
how
you open,
you
when
try.
You bring up that fact, what's again? What's going on? So, and I'm like, God, the fucking 69.
Yeah, the 69 is a whole other thing when it's two days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some fascinating shit.
Yeah. It is like competitive sports.
I asked a chick if she wanted a 69 the other day.
Yeah.
Well, no, she asked me if I wanted a Netflix and chill. And I was like, no, it's Amazon Prime, you know, and fucking 69.
Prime and nine.
Well, because
want to get the job done.
Right, while you're doing
I'm like,
it.
Oh damn, this feels really good. I had sensory overload.
Yeah,
but that's the whole. That's why I like it. Because I feel like after a while, if I'm just laying there getting hit, and I feel like, you know, let me give him something.
Like, toss him a bone.
So that's, you know, that now we're both giving each other something.
Yeah, but I feel like for women, it's a little different too, because
spirit
like. Like a lot of women don't actually come from like intercourse itself, so like the fact that he's like going down, like that is our coming, and then you're gonna get off when like we start fucking. But like with two guys, like you're gonna both get off from like, you know, from both sucking each other's dicks, but like there's probably if you finish each other off, then there's really not an after. But with us, it's like all
well,
right.
You got a mess. You got to clean up. Like, one would assume.
You know, like, with us, it's like okay, like we're getting ours first, and then you're gonna get yours. But like, okay. You know what I mean? But like, I for the 69, it's just too confusing. It's just like, like, where are you going? And then, like, I don't, like, I always feel like, I don't know, like, I want to focus on him, but I also, like, want to focus on myself.
You know what I think we just figured out?
True,
we just had a breakthrough. The 69 is purely, not purely, but it's mostly a homosexual act. Because you think two chicks, yeah. Two dudes, yeah. But a man and a woman...
There's too much.
You
want to
talk about unnatural? They're like, gayness is unnatural. Dude, the straight 69 is unnatural.
It's true.
It's
true.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I would imagine it'd be like...
On the Brewskis and whatever the fuck podcast.
It's a breakthrough, yeah. It's like Roadhead. I can see that.
I love everything.
That's so true, though.
Yeah. I can
absolutely see it. You're like, you're wanting to get all up in that, like...
Yeah.
Like
a straight guy, it's like you're trying to make a chick feel good. And, you know, it's like driving for us, you know. We're trying to focus on the road, keep an eye on that shit.
Like barking orders, which is fine. It's like you want to do it good.
Yeah, you're barking.
But it's
not exactly a walk in the park sucking dick now. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
I feel like it might be a little bit of a walk.
You didn't hear the first part of the segment from the first segment where, like, this morning I was sucking my regular's dick and he wanted to fuck my throat and hit the wrong spot and I threw up coffee everywhere.
You
Dunkin'
threw up.
Donuts.
Now, there you go.
All over him, all over me. So it is not.
You vomited on a dude's dick this morning!
Yes, I did. That's how I started off my Friday, okay?
This is how we roll on Big Talk. We've been throwing up on dicks like it's a Friday.
Oh, God. Right. But then he wanted to keep going. I cleaned up, and he was like, all right, come on. Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of a...
Right, that's what I was asking. That's what I was asking everybody else. Like, it's over after that, right? Like,
if a girl threw up on your dick, would that end the night for you?
That's it.
You know, what's funny is this has happened.
Okay.
So we have an expert.
And I'm trying to think back because I can't remember how it wrapped up. I think and she was the best dick sucker of all time.
Yeah, because to get to that back part where you're going to throw up, that's...
Yeah. She was a Dominican Republican, and
really?
My
Nobody
says God.
That, though.
What?
Nobody...
This shit was magic. Yeah. I say it like that because it's fucking funny. Linnea. But yeah, no, she... She regurgitated. I'll never forget. Yeah, it was... Yeah, she was just like... And it was just... Everything was smooth sailing, just like... Do-do-do-do-do, sucking my cock. Felt great. And then just like... Ah! And then I can't... She was like, oh, this is embarrassing. But, like, she played it off funny. It was funny. I was like, this is funny. I didn't even care. I was just like, I just want to keep getting my dick sucked. But the question was, did she...
Did she clean up and then you guys kept going?
I think we both, it was like a teamwork effort because I'm a feminist. And, No, I think there's no way she went back because she was too fucking princessy. But, it definitely got continued later
on.
Right,
you see, I went back, so that made me feel like a G, like, okay, I'm about to finish this.
Yeah.
Oh, you went back?
Yeah.
Because I've seen pornos like that. Once again, this is why. Well, this is the, here, let me shake your hand because this is the gay straight overlap, man.
Okay.
Because I'm fascinated with the whole world. If I've seen girl videos with the girls and she keeps going and that shit turns me on so much. So I wonder now.
I mean,
the guy felt.
Yeah, I cleaned up. That's, like, we stopped. I cleaned up and then, you know, fuck it.
Yeah.
But then does this dick smell like puke?
Was it just her gag replay?
Wait, does this dick smell like puke?
I don't know. No, it wasn't.
It smelled like coffee.
And she was a and she was a champ, though. She was a champ. So for her to vomit had to be maybe she ate something that morning.
Yeah, because I'm like...
Because, no,
well, no,
she was...
Well,
no,
see...
She's
got to work out her gag replacement.
No.
Let the toothbrush go back too far every day, maybe.
Yeah, that's like a little workout.
I literally gag on my toothbrush every single day.
See,
like,
you get your workout.
Like,
you
know,
workout.
But, like, there is a, like, I don't normally have a problem with that, but I think that it's, as long as you're controlling, like, the speed and the depth.
That was the problem.
It's
see,
like, yeah.
Let me tell you my position. I was laying on the bed, okay,
yeah,
with my head bed. Off the edge of the bed. Oh. He was standing up and was ramming my face.
Yeah,
no.
No.
That don't usually do that. And it just got to the wrong
Wait,
spot.
Wait, so did you throw up on your eyes? Because you're upside down. So did it roll down your face?
No, I immediately like jumped up, God, and it was just like.
You're going to give me a boner over there, right?
Yeah. Do you think about a visual with your blue did?
I can jump up on it. Right?
I ain't never had no blue dick before.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I love how they everybody heard that one.
I'm an equal opportunity employer.
Get my Smurf on.
I can't even. It's too much. I'm going to explode. I don't have enough holes to look at. I'm going to blow up.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
Jesus Christ. And he's sitting right there with his blue dick. And he's not even ashamed.
Yeah.
You're like, you own that blue dick.
Baby blue.
You're owning it, man.
And he's
fucking
space right here.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got a blue beard and a blue shirt and a blue dick. Yeah. It's great.
You know, it's a safe space. He can be blue as he wants to be.
Ooh. Shit. What should I do?
It's
draped over.
I didn't see anything.
Can I hold it over here?
I just saw. All I saw was a flash of blue. Okay.
Foot jobs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How about
what
here?
Kind of orgasms have
Is
you
this
had?
Show?
All
right.
Have you? Yeah. Have you touched all of them?
You know.
Do you feel?
I don't really. So I feel like American women are orgasm deprived.
We are.
And so I kind of feel like. As I'm getting older, I'm starting to, like, get more into a space where I'm having more frequent orgasms, but my 20s was a fucking wasteland.
But that's like, because you're reaching your sexual peak is in your 50s, right, for women?
No, it's in their 40s.
In their 40s,
And that's, like, the thing, too, is because, like, when I was in my 20s, I dated guys that tended to be older, and it just wasn't... But, like, then as I got older, I started dating younger guys. And, like, I feel like you need to because, like, there's, like, older guys are just kind of, like, I don't know. It's like, they're always, like, either tired or they're just, like, you know, they're not really, like, they're not really. It's not that they're not into the sex. It's just kind of, like, they're over sex. It's, like, they've been a teenager. They've been in their 20s and their 30s and. They're like kind of like at their like critical mass of like orgasms in their life. I feel like it's just kind of like if you were to say think that like every person has a finite amount of orgasms,
that's a horrible thought.
As a theory, if you were to think that everyone has a finite amount of orgasms, they are at the end of life, like kind of in their 40s, and then by the time they're in their 50s, they're gonna have erectile dysfunction.
It's
and
like
this and
see,
retirement.
Wait,
right,
see, but see,
retirement, exactly.
But that's that must be straight older guys because all of the old gay guys I know, they are all
Viagra.
Fucking.
Yeah, they are party fucking animals. That's accurate.
Out of control.
I used to work with this one guy.
Yeah, he was insane. He was almost 60, and he's fucking going out every night doing blow and
Look
stuff.
Look at
yeah.
fucking Hefner.
Oh hell yeah.
Oh, like do you think he actually had a natural?
He's not fucking boner.
Probably not. Not in
80
decades.
Years old.
Yeah. But I also kind of feel like now taking the same theory because like women tend to be sexually like not sexually but I'll say orgasmically deprived in their teens and their 20s. When you start hitting 40, like you're kind of in that like early stage of like orgasm because it's just like you still have so many more years ahead of you as far if you were to have a finite amount of orgasms because it's very sporadic in your 20s and your teens.
Kind
of
get what you're saying because boys, you start at 13, 12, 13, and man, you fucking every day.
All the time. Like,
so once you equal out with the, not equal out, but once you get to like women, you know, they come into there, everybody says at 30, oh, that's when they fucking So it's like by that time, the man has come thousands of, maybe even millions, maybe like, even billions of times.
It's like you have
so much practice. Like,
billions, billions. Let's take it easy, all right?
It just happens. We don't
realize for no reason.
Right.
Realize it. But
why women need to, like, right? I need to get to a mental place that I could let it, like...
I just look down and my dick is hard. The wind blew.
It's like childhood psychology involved. With men, you just up, down, tug, fucking explode. That's it.
Yeah. You don't realize it, though?
Very
but
simple.
But it still is exercise, because you're still learning what it takes to
get
you to...
Well, yeah, this mental shit, especially at this point.
So
God, man.
We don't know, and then we got to explore ourselves, and no one ever taught us to do that or whatever.
Right,
so
and it's not... It's like kind of like taboo, and like you don't really talk about it, and then when you do, it's kind of like...
Let's talk about it right now.
You know.
Get to the bottom of all three women in this room.
And
let's figure it out tonight.
It, then you're able to tell a dude what to do so you could stop faking it.
Yeah. Wait, so when did you start masturbating?
I can't fake it, but
yeah, I don't
when did
fake
you,
a lot of
when did you start masturbating?
Oh, that's a great question.
Man, probably like
25. 25?
Yeah.
25?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about you, Linnea?
Plead the fifth. No, let me stop. That's a good-ass question. I really don't know. I feel like it was accidental.
How the hell? Mine was accidental,
was
too, but how do you not remember?
No, it was accidental because I remember being in the shower one time.
Me too! I was in the shower!
See, yo, I can't... I can never... Ever, I would...
Head, the shower head hit me a particular...
Oh, when yes.
When I was washing, I was like, whoa, what was that?
You know? Wait.
It was like... Pretty explosive.
Woo! Yeah. Woo! Girl. Damn, like, girl.
I just went from there.
Okay.
Damn,
okay.
Girl. Woo!
Yeah, yo.
I can't do anything in the shower. I've tried it. Everyone's like, Cordy, what's taking you so long in the shower? I can't jerk off in the shower.
You remember your first boner?
It's
how old you were?
I was. I was probably about 6 years old. Yeah. I was jerking off before I could even come. I was jerking.
Yeah,
you just can't even do it anymore.
No,
yeah.
I was a weirdo.
I used
to fucking hump furniture.
Oh, well,
yeah,
that's
I used to get a boner.
That's not weird.
I used to get a boner and go right up against the couch like this.
That's actually pretty common.
All right, yeah.
Like a late boomer. You know. I jerked off for the first, also in the shower, just by, I was just like soaping my dick, and I'm like, yo, what?
I have tried. I tried it with soap.
Yeah.
And it's one thing, and it makes your dick sting. Yeah, it's terrible. You
no,
pee
no
it.
It was
with soap. Are you kidding me?
No,
soap in your dick. It's okay.
All
right, shit is over.
But I'll tell you this.
Sorry.
I'll never forget my first erection. I'll never forget. And the thing is, it was during a movie that comes on every year. So every year I'd be like, oh, this it's going to happen again.
Christmas
I didn't even
story.
Know what it was. No.
I was about to say that.
No. It's the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston.
The fuck?
What?
Yeah, believe it or not. Okay.
So,
we've all seen this movie. We've all
of
seen
course.
It, right?
But like, what is with the
okay,
party?
Really?
The red seat?
Some,
like,
so no. Oh, and this just shows how fucked up I am sexually. So when he frees all the slaves. They're all chilling, and he's like, "I'll be right back. I'm gonna go talk to God. I'm gonna get the Ten Commandments. So just chill right here." So Moses goes up, and I was like, thou shalt not, and then back down, all the Jews are like, yo, fuck Moses, man. Let's fight. He ain't coming back. So they freaking make the golden statue, and then here's what happens. So remember the girl, like the chick who was like, they freaking try to, like, they fucking wrestle her down, and they try to tie her up, and they're like, yeah, let's fucking, not, they don't say rape, but they're like, grabbing at her,
it's
and
mad,
pulling
mad
on her, and really fucking, they're being
kind of, it's a prelude to rape.
And I was, so I'm like 6 years old, and I'm like, God damn, son, like, I just took a son. So it's like, yeah, my first boner was biblical rape. And the thing is, I'd look forward to it every year. I'd be like, oh, it's around Easter time. Everything's going to happen when the movie comes on. The whole movie. What's up? What,
you
that movie?
Put
that clip?
YouTube, yeah.
Well, I'm, and nowadays,
he's
I don't
like,
even.
He's like, I'd never leave
the house.
He's
like, I'm
he's
way
more
beyond
advanced.
The Ten Commandments
he's more advanced now.
When it comes to porn, I'm
he
God,
goes on
I'm
a
fucking,
third day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've experimented with some Easter Bunny porn. Well, like an Easter Bunny, you know, like.
Oh, furry
like,
porn?
Well, no, like, you know, kind of like holiday porn, like Santa Claus.
Yeah, like
Claus
some Christmas
shit.
Yeah. With the elves at the chicks. Yeah.
You know, Thanksgiving, wow. You get the Pocahontas porn. It's great, you know.
It's just,
right?
It's not like we ain't seeking it out. It just pops up on the, you know, pops up.
I was going to say John Snow.
Yeah. No, yeah, when you're, like, scrolling for porn and there's a certain stuff pops up.
Yeah.
It
just St. Patrick's
up.
Day
yeah.
porn.
Oh,
I love
my God.
It.
I'm about to. This is the real fucking, I just said
Thanksgving porn. Porn, Pocahontas,
porno
John Snow.
That I've latched onto, I've been obsessed with ever since I discovered about 3-4 years ago. It's DearLorenzo.com. Okay.
DearLorenzo.com.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like this black guy from Philly, and he just fucks chicks, but like he makes them suck on his toes, and he calls him a bitch every 3 seconds.
Damn,
and
man.
Like, yeah. Oh my God, yo, DearLorenzo.com. Yeah, no, it's a problem.
He doesn't
no,
have
a
blue dick.
I'm trying to quit DearLorenzo. Like I'm trying to wean myself off of DearLorenzo.
Oh my God,
have
I
you heard
was,
of DearLorenzo?
No, I've never. No, but like there's. I like to watch Hoover Mouth.
He jerks off on his. He comes on his foot, and he makes the girls lick
you
guys come on
another
his foot.
Level.
It's bad.
Yeah, no, Hoover Mouth is this guy.
Sounds like some vacuum shit.
Right, because well, it's glory hole porn, but he like describes like all the guys that like come to like his glory hole, and he just sucks their dick. Yeah. And then he's like the best dick sucker you've ever seen in life. But like he sucks everybody's dicks.
Yeah.
Military guys, cops in uniforms.
The gays love
porn. Yeah.
And I didn't realize that was real some cops? Real shit.
No, that is some real shit.
You guys know Rick Chrome? He teaches the classic comedy seller. I'm hanging out with Rick. And he was talking to somebody, some other gay guy, and he was like, "Oh yeah, back in the well when shit hits the fan, we could always hit up that glory hole on fucking 10th and whatever." And
yeah,
I'm like, that's a real fucking.
No,
thing.
That is definitely a real thing.
There ain't no straight glory hole. I'll tell you that much. There
no,
ain't
no,
no fucking
no,
chicks
no.
just hanging out in a hole. Oh, it's a dick.
No, it's not happened.
With more
fuck.
Unisex bathrooms, though, that might become more of a possibility.
No, I mean anything.
Girls are not doing that. Like,
no,
girls
they're not.
Though.
They're not. Then I'm in trouble,
so
boys.
Like, no, I'm just kidding. I think that you need to have, like, they would need to have some sort of game. It's got to be like more than just like throwing a dick in a hole. Like they need to, like, you know, like when you're washing your hands and then they like, hey girl, or, like, and they're giving a compliment and they're like, well,
there needs
to be some conversation. I think. Cause like I don't know unless he's got like
oh that has
a
worked.
Crazy ass dick that like is just like a top 10 in life dick like then you're just like all right I'm curious but like I don't think that average guys like are most dicks are average like you're gonna have to have like some like above average dick in order to be able to pull off like a heterosexual glory.
I don't know about that.
He's saying about like just like a huge fucking
it's,
cock.
Yeah, like it's just got to be like a cock monster yeah. that you're just like, whoa, I'm going to tell my friends about this forever. Like, you know what I mean? It just can't be like some like normal like 6.5-7 inches like, like no.
Wait, he's got to be a ruler dick?
It's no, it's got to be crazy. It's got to be something outrageous about it.
Yeah.
How
like
Frankendick
or
Lydia?
Something. It's like, oh, my dick used to belong to someone
rampant
else.
Rampant herpes. That's what I think.
Yeah.
You know,
that's like bed bugs in New York saying herpes. That's like
right.
Hey,
bed
I know.
Bugs.
Yeah.
Oh.
It kind of bothers
you.
Sends
chills up your spine.
The statistics are, it's like half of us got herpes.
Whoa.
So it's like, I'm looking at
well, like
y'all.
Everybody.
I'm looking at
y'all.
Trust you.
Herpes.
I don't trust
whoa,
you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You could get that down below, too.
Like, yeah, well, that's how it, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the thing, though. Like, everyone has herpes. It's like.
Not me.
No.
whoa, easy, easy.
I got my results.
She's
right
a little
here.
Too quick to
no,
defend
like,
herself
in
over
the
there.
Yeah. In the same sense that everyone also has chicken pox. It's just
I
kind of
never
like.
Never had chicken pox. And that's
I got,
how
oh,
yeah.
sure. oh,
I
no.
got chicken pox when
oh.
I was 26.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
That's
it was,
that's,
like,
that's
oh
bad.
My God. I had
you
a shit for a month. Like, it was horrible. And, like, I can understand why you need to get it as a kid because you don't need to remember where it goes.
Isn't it like shingles?
It's just like.
It's fucking everywhere.
You gotta admit, though, of all, like, the diseases people want to stay away from you with, chicken pox just sounds cool. It's like, yo, I got the chicken pox, son.
Like, what
you
thinking? Yo,
can I get
pox?
No! Right? No! When you were in school and you were a kid and you're like, oh, shit, I got the chicken
yeah,
pox.
Right?
Yeah, right? I'm not coming to this motherfucker for 3 photos.
That bitch got the chicken pox.
Yo,
wasn't
Yo,
like
I got that calamine oil.
Like a ring to it, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like, oh, I got...
Oh, son, you hear about Rodney?
Strep, this, like, strep. I had an ear infection.
Yo, I got the chicken
pox. I had,
though. Chicken pox!
You ever heard of Pity Rises Rosa?
No.
No, what is that?
I had that instead. That's another childhood disease.
Is your mom like Megan Chill?
Pity Rises Rosa.
What the?
Is that like?
Is that?
That kind of sounds like a ghetto black
chick. It sounds like ghetto chick.
What is it?
Pity Rises Rosa.
What
it
the?
It sounds like something Santana would sing.
Right?
Like,
Pretty Rias is Rosa.
Yeah, or like an Ed Sheeran song or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
What happens
like, what,
to you?
Who do you are,
you're not my.
Like he could have said that, right? Yeah.
You're not my kid. I'm already freaked out.
At my nephew's birthday party, let me see. How old was I? Maybe 12, 13.
Okay.
At max. And he was.
Should have been sucking on that dick.
No.
And it was in one of those ball pit type things.
Oh, those things.
That's a death.
Shit goes down in there, man.
It looks like. Just herpes all over your hands.
Pink eye.
Oh my god, I'm itching already.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I think I just got pink eye from hearing this story.
That's like foot and mouth or some shit.
That's exactly.
Oh, or wingworm.
Wingworm.
That's another one. You see people like,
yeah, my friend got that.
You all bumping and shit.
I thought I was bad with psoriasis, man. That shit was fucked.
My man.
Dude,
I used to have eczema.
Psoriasis?
Eczema.
That's what I was like, psoriasis. That's a condition you got to handle, bro.
Still, it kind of pops up a little bit every spring now, but it was.
Yo, that's like 4% of the population, dog.
Yeah, I used to have eczema all over.
Did you get asthma? Because they say a lot of asthma.
I have asthma.
Yeah.
But like,
no, I just have asthma.
Oh, okay.
I went to like a private school and like I'm allergic to, well at the time when I was a kid I was allergic to artificial fibers, so I had the polyester uniform.
Yeah.
So like anything that the polyester touched, I would get eczema, and so then they put me in like a silk suit underneath my uniform to stop the eczema, and then it's
because
I couldn't have the
damn you was in class hot as shit, huh?
I was just gonna say it sounds
like a fucking Disney character.
Exactly.
Damn.
You're in
like,
Florida,
you know,
weather with that fucking Mickey Mouse thing. Oh boy.
And I had this like basically like a silk long john that I had to wear underneath my uniform so that I couldn't have any artificial fibers touch my skin.
Damn, that was worse than me.
It's like because it would be all year long. And then, like, you know, like, and then it just gets, like, thick and, it, like, you scratch it and it bleeds.
Damn.
It's
like perfume and whatnot. But I remember I had a cold recently and I put, like, Vicks behind my ears and then I had ear eczema.
Wait, why would you put Vicks behind your ears, though?
Don't see, reason why you would.
Whoa, hold on.
She's going to explain rub, okay? You put it in, like, different points, like, you're on your nose.
Yeah, of course.
Behind your ears.
Whoa, wait. Behind your ears. Exactly. On your chest. Under your nose.
Yeah. But wait,
what?
We mentioned
behind
herpes,
your ears, what?
Right? So I have to mention Usher.
Oh, shit.
Why is everybody raw dogging Usher? Go on.
Because Usher gave 4 different people herpes.
But then
he
supposedly
just,
he
4.
Didn't.
No, and like it all is coming out now that like all these people
he's
were paid
asshole.
Off like $500,000 a piece to not talk about Usher giving them herpes.
Cause I saw an article.
His piece.
Real son of a bitch.
I don't know. Would you fuck Usher for $500,000 and get herpes?
Hey, whoa.
No.
Fuck no.
Herpes is forever.
Herpes is for life. 400 grand.
Herpes is forever.
400 grand though, you know.
400 grand though. You can make that for life too, shit.
Yeah, that's for life too.
400,000 is not a lot of money.
It's not.
It's not enough, man.
In the grand scheme of things.
True. You'll be burning a lot of
burning.
Shit.
I mean,
that tickle
let
burn
it burn.
Yeah.
Shit, you gotta
more
burn.
Like your genitals.
herpes ain't worth it. Herpes ain't worth it.
It's not.
Yeah.
And precisely because look at what happened. Maybe. Look, he's paying up now.
Right. Yeah, Usher, paying up some more money. Okay, $500,000 wasn't enough.
Like he doesn't
it
make money.
Be a curable disease. Honestly,
I'm surprised more famous people don't have freaking herpes.
Yeah.
Are you what?
Please. They just don't all talk about it.
Yeah. There are websites of celebs who have herpes.
There's like one of the Yankees that was giving everybody.
Planning on fucking these celebrities?
Hell
no, you're one of those chicks going out scoping out celebrities and shit?
No.
I know.
I am.
Like
I'd fuck Betty White.
Like,
if
oh,
I could,
that
man.
Dude from Entourage.
Fuck Betty White.
Hell yeah, I'd fuck Betty White.
Comedy legend.
Yeah, dude.
No, I think I might be wrong, but I heard like Alex Rodriguez was like,
hey, Rod, baby.
Herpes.
Lopez has herpes then.
Allegedly. Well, I hear that he gave it to Cameron Diaz, allegedly.
Sailor. The old sailor himself.
Harris. Who else?
Oh.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, hound dog.
Jim Carrey's in, like, litigation right now.
Nice.
Well, he's being sued by, like, the family of his ex-girlfriend.
For what?
Because she got hurt. No. She killed herself. Because he gave her herpes.
What?
Yes.
Well, like, what?
Whoa. She killed herself. Because, a lot of people have been through a lot of tough things. That doesn't mean you fucking kill yourself. Fucking Jim. Fuck you, Jim Carrey's ex-girlfriend's family.
Basketball player that's fine, and he used to be married to Vanessa Williams.
Rick Fox.
Yeah.
Fine ass.
Really?
Really? Ooh. I saw him walking down the street one time in L.A. I was like, oh, Jesus, Rick Fox.
Now you're going to be like, oh, Jesus, herpes.
Yeah.
That's so sad, though.
Yeah.
It's sad. It claims a lot of cool people.
It does.
They claimed a lot of cool people. They probably, they're like, are you part of the club?
Yeah, it definitely just sounded.
You saw him in L.A.?
Yeah.
I was in L.A. a year ago, last year. And I saw a bunch of celebrities because outside of my hotel was a movie premiere. I was on Hollywood Boulevard.
You were on Hollywood Boulevard.
And it was like Angelina Jolie, Dustin Hoffman, all these people.
Had herpes?
But I was the most like, oh my God, by it was a fucking porn star I saw.
Why am I not surprised?
I'm in North. Yeah.
Right.
I'm in
was
North.
She on
I think it was North Hollywood.
North Hollywood.
I'm crossing the street. And this, I'm like, I grew up on this fucking.
Yes,
it was
valley.
Brian Pumper. It wasn't even a girl porn star.
I've seen Brian Pumper. Of course I know who Brian Pumper is.
There, right? He's got all his chains on. Looking
Looking like Brian Pumper, yeah.
Yo!
That's Brian Pumper. He fucks all the bitches.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know who
his
Brian
Pumper
is.
Can we get a pic of Brian Pumper, please?
I'm a good fish guy.
Brian Pumper!
He is a
would
fine,
I recognize his
okay.
dick or his face? I don't know. Which
really
one is more...
The funny part was, it was in like a shitty part of town, and I'm like, yo, Brian Pumper.
North Hollywood is not that bad.
For real, son. He's hanging out in the hood. Brian Pumper.
What's the main dude? All right, let me get a look.
Okay.
Yeah, I have seen him.
You gotta see him. Get a no shirt pic.
Brian Pumper. Brian Pumper.
You gotta see him fucked though.
You know Shamar Moore.
You gotta see him fucked though.
Shamar Moore.
Who the fuck is? Is that a porn star?
No.
Shamar Moore.
No, exactly. We're talking porn.
I don't know.
About some legit actor. Yeah, we're talking the dude who fucking does those Brazilian fucking what is it? Orgy with all the Brazilian chicks, and in the beginning of the video, they're like, yo, let me see that ass, and they just... This is too much.
I got a man.
Yeah.
I need
the
porn.
Yeah, no, but,
oh, man. You know how to throw the porn in to spice it up a little bit?
Yeah, we actually. I remember dealing with this one guy. He always looked at porn.
Now, see,
and
I was going to...
couldn't have an orgasm with another person. So that was a problem for me. Exactly. That bothered me.
That's fucking weird.
Exactly. What is this? Because apparently you could get retarded ejaculation, it's called.
Wait, what? Excuse me. Hold on.
Retarded ejaculation.
Retarded? Wait, your dick is on the spectrum or what?
Yeah.
If you jerk off the same way all the time.
It's retarded. It's called that?
No.
What was this guy's ethnic background?
He was black.
Oh, shit.
He was black.
And so you know he wasn't just a bitch.
And he would never go to the Latinas.
Actually, it is a major problem.
Hey, that's a major problem. Okay, yes.
And just finish up, and he did it the same way every time. So anything that goes off path, you figure it just wouldn't help him.
Shit.
So I'm going like 6 hours. No lie.
Brute.
Oh, fuck no.
Six hours.
I got shit to do.
Yeah.
That is your problem, boo-boo. Yeah.
Water break, and then we finish that shit up.
Yo, I'm taking water breaks. Water breaks
are
good.
I can see if I didn't get, because this was in my 20s. I can see if I wasn't getting an orgasm, but you're not going to come either. Like, come on.
Like,
so
no.
I tried to simulate the situation with
but
him.
But on, is
like,
he still staying hard?
Let's do what you normally nice. Do. And he was like, giggling, but I'm like, no, I'm serious.
Is he still staying hard, or is he losing boner this whole time? You got to fucking work it back up.
Stay hard.
Oh, well, then.
Did he eventually bust a nut? Eventually. Did he eventually bust a nut?
Yeah, actually, he did. 6 hours later, though?
But, like, was this just, like, blow shots that was a problem, or would he not come if you were, like, intercourse?
It didn't matter what it was.
He just couldn't come.
He just couldn't come with another person there. He's married now. I think he got through it.
What's he doing, blow?
Is he married to a Latina woman?
I hope he got through it.
Maybe he did. I hope he's married to a Latina woman.
I was with one guy that, like, he could come in intercourse but couldn't come from a blowjob. It was just or a hand job, like those things. But like, if
I come
like
so
fucking,
quick, titty
come,
fucking,
yeah.
But
like,
yeah.
You
I'm sorry. With titty intercourse, titty fucking, I feel like that's offensive to women. Should call it titty intercourse, okay?
All right.
I come real quick with titty intercourse. You know? It's a little secret, you know. Sorry to interrupt you.
No,
you know?
It's all right.
FYI, his blue dick.
Have us watch porn. To try to get through it, and I'm like, this is not gonna work.
Yeah,
it's not gonna work.
Shit.
Some
shit's just incompatible. Some shit just don't work. Like, you know, sexually sometimes just doesn't.
I mean, I'm part Latina too, but I guess that wasn't enough to let me stop.
He had a problem.
No, but like some people, if you want,
you gotta be open though. If you got a problem,
or
like
we've
that.
Got beer in the fridge too, if you want.
Gotta be open.
This?
So. Yeah, that's
it's a apple. wicked apple. Drink it.
So, do you feel children are our future?
Nah, not at all. Like, I believe the children.
Oh, wait, that is not
no.
That's a Red Bull.
But no, we should have beer in there. Yeah, there should be beer.
So why kids nowadays? That are killing their grandmothers. No, it's not. But I just keep on seeing like weird shit in the news, like some kids trying to hang an 8-year-old. Mm-hmm. I didn't think of hanging anybody when I was in preschool,
especially
anytime,
racially motivated.
Exactly.
It's shit like they like didn't that. Try to hang an 8-year-old. They tried to lynch an 8-year-old.
Well, wait.
Who does that?
Wait, that's what happened.
I didn't hear about that. These are white kids.
The
they tried to kill.
It
wait.
12-year-old white kids.
What?
Lynched an 8-year-old black kid.
Holy shit.
Fuck in New Hampshire?
Wow. Leave it to New Hampshire.
I'm sorry.
I thought I would think Florida or like Mississippi or some shit.
And this happened recently?
I'm so surprised. You're surprised about New Hampshire? That shit's not surprised.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess New Hampshire too.
I didn't know black people even existed in New Hampshire.
Like, it's all bed and breakfasts out there, you know?
That's the weirdest shit. Well,
so
okay.
I went to college in New Hampshire.
Oh, you did?
So, yeah. Okay. And so, like, New Hampshire's really weird in the sense that it's, like, so, like, monotone. But, like, when you get into the Walmart, they have, like, a wall of, like, missing people. Mm. And the wall of missing people were only black men. No black women, no white women, no
holy
white men,
shit.
No Asians.
That's like that
no
fucking
get out.
Out shit.
It's
just
black men on the wall. Damn. And then when you walk through the Walmart, all the single white women have these half black children. And you're like, where are the men?
That like, sounds so scary.
It was really weird. Like, I didn't even see Get Dude. Out. But like, if that's what it is, then he went to New Hampshire. Because like,
is that the one with Owen Wilson?
Like a bulletin board, only black guys, and all of the single white women have half black kids. Remus giving me
sex
that wrap it up soon.
That's
Something's fishy.
Something is fishy. Some shit is
right,
going on.
Shit's going down. Shit's going down in New Hampshire.
That's why anytime I leave New York, or most of the time, it's like, I don't get any place else in this country. Like, why do people like living any place else in this fucking
country?
I
don't get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't.
Yeah, there's
not
some cool places, but most of America is just like farms and fucking grass.
Yeah.
Lots of grass.
Like, so you're
going to
move here?
I know you're gonna move here after you go back to Wisconsin.
No, I'm never gonna
move. Wisconsin, me too.
Milwaukee.
I'm from Milwaukee.
What?
My whole mom's side of the family's from Milwaukee. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Racine in Milwaukee. Yeah.
Wow.
I grew up there in the summers when I was a little fucking kid. Piece of shit kid, like we were talking about an hour ago.
Oh, right, before military school.
Like people come to New York
that's probably
and
what
like,
did
oh,
it
for
to
the
you.
Amount of money yeah, that you pay for that apartment, you could have a fucking mansion. And I'm like, yeah, but you're missing
but
the most
sucks.
Important part is that you have to live there.
Yeah.
Right. You have to live there. You know? And I'm like, look, I love this country.
She
it's a great country. It's a great country. But it's just, you hear shit like that, and it's like, what the fuck is going on?
But, like, how do 12-year-olds even have this state of mind that they're
thinking
about
lynching? Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. And
they get it from their mamas and their daddies.
Here's
okay.
what I'm going to say. I feel like this is like the Chris Rock joke, like Columbine. He's like, what movies were they watching? What music were they listening to? They might have just been fucking crazy. Like, this is always going to be
absolutely.
Crazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Some so it's like, as much as you want to be like, oh, my God, there's such a racial problem in this. It's like, no, this crazy bitch. Anybody to murder anybody?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You're crazy.
You're psycho.
Yeah,
crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Like the Columbine joke, Chris Rock. He's like, maybe he's like, fucked, whatever right? happened to crazy? You know? These kids were just fucking crazy, you know? That's why you don't go to New Hampshire, yeah. period.
I played
black.
Duke.
But there are too many crazy people. And then you got too many crazy kids. And then you got the internet.
But you're right about that.
Helping it.
You're right about yeah. that. But here's the thing. Like, it's the fucking hormones in the chicken. And the freaking all the pills that they're giving the kids.
Dude,
they're
no,
fucking
I played
no,
all those
no.
video games. Here's what up. It is: because people stop eating gluten, okay?
Oh, that shit too. All that vegan shit.
Gluten bounce,
well,
yeah, man.
They were trying to say that is not actually the gluten that people are allergic to; it's actually the pesticides. That they use.
Whatever. The 7-year-old's got tits and they're getting pregnant and they're on Maury.
Yeah.
Because of the chicken nuggets that McDonald's.
Talk catch about catch me outside.
Exactly.
We gotta wrap this up.
Rima's giving me the bitch get out of here look. Before we leave though, where can everyone find you on social media? What projects are you working on? What shows do you have coming up? Linnea. Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
It rhymes with Maria.
Okay.
you can find me, it's obviously the ad symbol, L-A-N-E-Y-A, Wiles, spelled like Miles, and that's it, but with a W.
Okay.
That's it. And the things I'm working on, I have a show at the Artichoke Pizza Showroom. I'll be in Harlem also as well coming up. So you can go to my website as well. It's under my name, LinneaWiles.com. And I'm working on a web series, Bad for Love, as well as Mo Brown's Bodega. That's Ooh. Out already. That
nice.
Just dropped. So, yeah. And then I have my own projects that I'm trying to produce too. Yeah. Because I do like a – I had like a I was telling Jason about this before, that rapping and shit. I have,
okay.
I have this video that I'm rapping about crocheting and shit.
Nice.
And, yeah.
Cool. So, Jason.
Okay, folks. So, you can find me at Jason Scoop, JSONSCOP, at everything. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's all Jason Scoop. So, I'm going to be doing a tour in October 19th through the 22nd of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Talk about weird fucking states.
Yeah.
And then the big shit that I'm real excited about is November 16th through the 22nd. I'm opening for Tommy Davidson from In Living Color.
Wow!
Yes,
congratulations.
Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut.
Hell yeah.
So I'm super, super, super excited about that. Also, because I'm trying to promote my YouTube shit, I got my Trump Thriller parody where I basically dress up like Trump and I do the whole fucking Thriller. Melania's in there. We got everybody. Check that shit out. It's good, right? Linnea can endorse it. You can say it. It was good. So check that shit out. I'm trying to get my views. I'm trying to go viral.
Okay.
Why not?
Right. So that's right. It. Thank you.
Awesome. Rodney.
Thank you
all. I am actually hosting a show tonight at the Broadway Comedy Club. So if you're in New York City at 10 p.m., check me out. And then next week, I'm going to be with the fabulous Marissa Smith, hosting Fashionably Funny. So make sure you come see both of us.
Tuesday, I'm going to be at the Grizzly Pear for Ralph Anthony's show. Friday, the 29th, Fashionably Funny, Broadway Comedy Club at 9:30. And October the 7th.
merriment and mortification at Otto's Shrunken Head. This Hell is yeah. Big Talk and Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith. And remember, you guys, you're not supposed to threaten countries at the UN. Have a good night.
That's so fucking...
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculpt.